You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we will be speaking with Matt Kubler, Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Max Out Domestic Franchising and Max Out Strength Systems, LLC. Max Out Strength Studios provides a multifaceted mind, body, and soul training program to teens and young adults. Matt, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So for starters, what is Max Out Strength Studios?
Historically, we were a strength training facility with a unique piece of equipment that allowed us to do very special things to the muscles in the body and allowing us to get people stronger in much less time. But we've evolved over the last 5 years, and we are now entering into the franchise world. About 8 weeks ago, we became a legal franchise entity, and we are now offering, within the fitness landscape, a mind, body, and soul fitness concept where we target our business towards teens and young adults, 14 to 22 years old.
Certainly exciting times, it sounds like. What makes Max Out Strength Studios unique in the market and in the space?
Well, there's three pillars to our business. The first pillar is our strength training, which we own a piece of proprietary equipment that allows us to provide an eccentric overload on the muscles during the downward motion, the negative, while our piece of equipment provides a lift assistance, which is measured and very precise. So if you look at a bench press, per se, and you have 200 pounds on the bar, we can allow you to lower, theoretically, that 200 pounds while giving you, say, 50 pounds of lift assistance. So on one repetition, you would lower 200 pounds and raise 150. And that's important because the body's 20 to 40% stronger in the holding and lowering phase than it is in the lifting phase. So it lets us target the muscles a lot more precisely and to create the maximal value on each muscle during each repetition. And then the second part of our business model in this franchise model we created is a very unique leadership and mentorship program that was basically an evolution over the last 5 years within our business, working with teens and figuring out that fitness and exercise is a very good pathway towards the mind of a child. And kids who are in doing extra training for their sport or life, whatever it is they're getting stronger for, already have a desire to get better. So we took that concept and created our leadership and mentorship training program, which is a comprehensive 26-week program where we take kids from basically who are unaware of who they are truly, and we help guide them towards figuring that out, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and identifying where they can find success by accentuating their strengths and minimizing their weaknesses. And then we also do leadership after they get through that part. We teach them how to become effective leaders. And then the third protocol, the third part of our business is Barwis methods-based athletic-based training, which is speed and agility, plyometrics, core, balance and functional movement, things of that nature.
Yeah, you mentioned leadership. Tell us about how your leadership and mentoring program for teens and young adults work, how that works, or how it's implemented.
Everything we do is based on science. So it starts with our scientific training program for the strength side, and then as we were developing this leadership and mentorship program, my background's in human behavior and body language training, and 25 years in the law enforcement military world, and I figured out that there was a way that I could get these kids to truly understand who they are, because I'm a firm believer that you can't go out and find success or help others find success until you figure out who you are. Because if you don't know what you're good at or what you're weak at, and then figure out how to either avoid doing the things you're not that good at and really spend time working on the things you're good at, you're never going to be able to go out and find success long term and for the rest of your life. So we took a very simplistic approach to the human mind and human behavior and figured out that there was a way to get these kids to understand their true self, a lot of it through the mentorship program. And then we also use DISC, assessments and values assessments through a company called Intermetrics, which are very science-based, which help project the personality type and the values where the individual kid will find value in their life. And then once they get that knowledge of who they are, and they can easily look towards the future and see where they can use their strengths to find success. And then through that knowledge comes the ability to then lead others towards that type of, enlightenment is the best word, is they become aware of who they are, and then they can help others find that. And to become a very successful leader, you need to know yourself first.
That is very true. We are joined by Matt Kubler, Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Max Out Domestic Franchising and Max Out Strength Systems, LLC. Max Out Strength Studios provides a multifaceted mind, body, and soul training program for teens and young adults here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Matt, why do you feel adding this leadership component to your business model was important?
Well, when we decided to go franchise our business, we had for 5 years been really focusing solely, as far as our business concept, on the strength side, using our methodology and our proprietary piece of equipment, the Barwis Methods Max Out Tower, which allows us to do that special thing to the body. And moving into the franchise world, we brought on a team of consultants who are leaders in that industry, and we pretty much broke down the last 5 years of our business and figured out where we had done well, kind of what we do with the kids. You have to know what you're good at and what you did bad at, and we figured out the area that we were really good at was working with kids, and then through the mentorship program that I was doing without publicizing, it wasn't necessarily a business, part of our business, it's just something we were doing inside of each studio. We realized that was actually a key component to our success. So when we created the new business model for the Max Out Domestic Franchising Initiative, we realized that in the franchising market space, there's very little fitness and mentoring being done within a single concept. So we took that and made that the basis for our new business model, and added in the Barwis Methods, which is developed by legendary strength and conditioning coach Mike Barwis, using his methodology for speed and agility and plyometrics and balance and functional movement and things like that, gives us sort of the mind, body, and soul complete component to the overall health of a 14 to 22-year-old client.
Lastly, what are your plans for expansion?
I mentioned earlier, we've been a legal franchise entity for the last approximately 8 weeks. So our goal is to, through our partners with a franchise founder out of Houston, Texas, we have a very methodical and strategic growth plan where we're going to start in the state of Texas and also in the state of Pennsylvania, working off of a hub-and-spoke model where we sell franchise locations within a core central location and build off of those territories in the surrounding area so that we can create an environment where we can support them a little bit simpler without having to transverse the continent to one in Topeka, Kansas, and one in Maine, and one in Florida isn't really necessarily the most efficient way to expand. So we're trying to keep it as methodical and planned as we possibly can be without, being the kinds of guys that are jumping at that money and just opening wherever because somebody has a check. We want to make sure that we're partnering with the right people and that we're doing it with a plan, with a vision for growth so that we can provide the support to our franchise locations that helps them become successful. Helps. Ultimately, that's going to be for us as well.
Well, Matt, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you, and nice to know more about Max Out Domestic Franchising and what you're doing, and certainly all the success in your expansion and growth. Where can our listeners connect with you online and get more information accordingly?
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. Our website is www.maxoutstudio.com. That is our franchise, the Max Out Studio franchise website, where they can get all the information they need on that. We can also be reached on Facebook at Max Out Domestic Franchising and also on Twitter at Max Out Franchising. Those are the best ways to get a hold of us. And if anybody was in the Philadelphia area and wants to come check us out, they can give a call to our studio outside of Philadelphia at 610-948-5959.
Matt, once again, thanks so much for your time today and for joining us here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too as well. We've been speaking with Matt Kubler, Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at MaxOut Domestic Franchising and MaxOut Strength Systems, LLC. MaxOut Strength Studios provides a multifaceted mind, body, and soul training program to teens and young adults. And once again, the website of reference is MaxOutStudio.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.